WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of new albums from Rod Stewart and Boss Scaggs, two musicians who've taken very different courses with their careers since the 70s.
Any sensible rock fan knows that the following statement, Rod Stewart has released a good new album, should be greeted with the following response, so what? Rod Stewart long ago forsook any claim to excellence. He has spent the decade of the 80s recording some of the most superficial, cynical, egregious music any once major rock star has ever created. So the fact that Stewart's new one, Out of Order, is actually a commendable piece of work, full of renewed vigor, solid songwriting, and an interesting assortment of backup musicians, is no simple occasion for celebration. It's a time for, at best, very guarded praise. That's The Wild Horse, one of the best songs on Out of Order. Rod Stewart has hooked up with a few collaborators who've done him some good. The album was co-produced by Andy Taylor, once a member of Duran Duran, and Bernard Edwards, once a member of the disco band Chic. They've enlisted players as talented as guitarist David Lindley, who plays mandolin on The Wild Horse. Much of Out of Order is as good as that cut, but it hardly redeems Stewart's recent work. Since the late 70s, since, in fact, the exact moment punk rock came along and rendered him an instant anachronism, Stewart has quite systematically proceeded to throw away his prodigious talent. He's never come close to equaling the squalling, passionate work he did on Every Picture Tells a Story or Never a Dull Moment in the early 70s. 10 years ago, Rod Stewart ran out of things to say to his audience. He ceased being challenged by his music, yet for whatever obvious or unknowable reasons, he continued to release records. By contrast, one of Stewart's contemporaries, Boz Scaggs, looked at the enormous success he had achieved at the end of the 70s with albums like Silk Degrees and Middleman and decided he couldn't top himself. He had the good grace to shut up when he had nothing to say. Now, after maintaining that silence for 8 years, Scaggs is back with an album called Other Roads.
Games of the heart are played by fools. Baby, your heart don't know no rules. Well, I get the picture. I get it through your laughter. And I get the feeling. You know just what you're after. Do it again, again.
That's Right Out of My Head. The title of this album implies a departure, some new road being traveled in his quest for new music. But in fact, Other Roads picks up where his last album left off. Scaggs has enlisted many of the same musicians, most notably members of the slick pop rock band Toto, to help him create the latest version of his creamy rhythm and blues rock synthesis. The only really new ingredient on Other Roads is the presence of Jim Carroll. Some of you may know him as a print poet of the New York school who's recorded a few albums of his own. These were third-rate Lou Reed imitations, but as Boz Scaggs' lyricist on three songs here, Jim Carroll has come up with words that suit the rock romanticism of Scaggs.
The blue light flashes, Billy feels its motion, he said, should I go and set it free? Black-eyed Susie picks up on the notion, she said, put it in the lonely tree.
As middle-aged rockers on their way to scoring comebacks, both Rod Stewart and Boz Scaggs are white singers whose influences are primarily black R&B vocalists. Their command of pop music styles and phrasings make them easy to listen to when their material is even halfway decent. Their constant challenge nowadays is to make music that's vital to an audience that takes their early excellence for granted.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
You won't regret it. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their own happiness. Yeah. It's so easy. Try a little tenderness.
That's Rod Stewart, and this is Fresh Air.